Well, here's a question on more than a few minds. What's going on with the bridge? You know, the new international trade crossing bridge. After the feverish campaign in the fall of 2012, where Ambassador Bridge owner Matty Maroon failed to convince Michigan voters to give him a monopoly of the Detroit River crossing between Detroit and Windsor, and after Canada agreed it would indeed pay the lion's share of the $2.1 billion it'll cost to complete the bridge, after all of that, why has there been no more movement toward getting this new bridge built? We're joined now by Michigan Radio's political commentator, Jack Lessenberry. Hi, Jack.
Nice to be here.
Jack, you got a Republican governor who wants this thing built yesterday. You certainly have the Canadians putting those loonies and toonies on the line in a big way, and you have Democrats in Lansing all aboard. So what's the holdup?
Well, the holdup primarily right now is the customs plaza. The Canadian consul told me at dinner with him about six weeks ago, and he said that they were very aggravated because they saw this as coming from the Obama administration. Now, this is, of course, an international crossing, the most economically important one between this country and Canada anyplace, and they have to put in a customs plaza, which would cost about $250 million, $250 million, and traditionally, anytime this is done, the host government pays for it. But the council told me that there are people in the Obama administration, not necessarily the president himself, mm-hmm. who thought Canada should pay for this. And Canada sort of took offense, umbrage at this. After all, Canada's paying all of Michigan's costs. The council told me he thought 15/16 of the cost of this multi-billion dollar bridge, they felt it was enough. Additionally, probably, Matty Maroon, who owns the Ambassador Bridge and wants to keep his monopoly, is spending a lot of money lobbying Congress, maybe $180 million so far, some people say, although I think that's excessive. But at any rate, Congress would have to approve this, and it's not at all clear whether they will.
And it was very interesting to read Governor Snyder's comments when he spoke with the Detroit Free Press. He was a little less relentless positive action and a little more ticked off at Washington, wasn't he?
Yes, people are very frustrated. They've been trying to get some movement behind the scenes. Of course, I talked about this and wrote about it about 6-7 weeks ago, but they've been trying to get the Obama administration to do something. I have reason to believe that Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, in one of his meetings with President Obama, specifically asked him to mention this publicly, and President Obama may have indicated that he's in favor of this, he's in favor of the bridge, but he thought it was something that should happen on a lower level. Now, what the Canadians are very keen on, they would love to see the president mention this in his State of the Union speech, and they especially want to see funding for this in the president's budget. Now, the fact that the president puts money in the budget is no guarantee of anything. I mean, Snyder can't get his budget through a legislature that's completely controlled by his own party. And as most of us know, in Washington, Democrats control the Senate, Republicans the House.
Right.
But this is a development that, with the sole exception of Matty Maroon, for obvious reasons, the business community is solidly behind. This is hugely economically important. It's, you know, more than $1 billion a week of heavy freight crosses that bridge. You can't cross anywhere else. Hmm. And it behooves everybody. This development makes economic sense for everybody. And there's a lot of frustration on a lot of people's parts that it's not getting done.
And could this whole Customs Plaza question torpedo the whole project?
Well, if it doesn't get built, we don't really have a bridge. There was some people were sort of noodling around ideas of putting it in Canada's Customs Plaza, but and other things like that. But it's pretty clear this is, after all, an international crossing. We are in the sort of post-terrorist age, and there's a lot more security than there used to be. And so, obviously, you have to have a customs plaza for a whole lot of reasons, and it just needs to get built. And I think there's frustration and sort of bafflement that more people, not only President Obama, but you've heard very little from Carl Levin, who was a very powerful U.S. senator, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, with a lot of clout, a lot of respect. Neither Senator Levin nor Senator Stabenow has really taken a point in pushing for this. The congressional delegation, by and large, is pretty much on board. Nobody, I think, is publicly opposing it. But you would think in a case like this, normally this is of such economic importance to Michigan that people would be doing more about it.
Well, I guess that was my question as I kind of thought about what you're saying, that it seems that everybody's agreed, except for Matty Maroon, this is a good idea. And it just seems befuddling as to, as you say, why the senators aren't pushing for this and why there isn't stronger movement for something so good for the state.
It certainly adds to the impression that Washington is broken, that politics are broken, and government can't get anything done. To me, it's especially baffling for the senators. Carl Levin is retiring. First, and if he wasn't retiring, he'd become sort of defeat proof a long time ago. He got reelected automatically. Debbie Stabenow was reelected in 2012 by almost a million votes. She doesn't have to face the voters again until 2018. And as you noted, the voters pretty much approve of this bridge. People approve of this bridge. Everybody does. Why they're not fighting for something of such great economic importance to Michigan is baffling to me. The same with the congressional delegation. And you know, there's always been a rap on the congressional delegation from Michigan that while a lot of them were good people and had a lot of clout, they didn't really use their influence to get a lot of things built in Michigan. There's not a lot of pork barrel projects in Michigan. Not that that's all good, but if you go to some other states, there's a whole lot of, you go to South Carolina, you had the Strom Thurmond this and the Strom Thurmond VA Center and the Strom Thurmond that. You don't see a lot of bacon coming home to Michigan. Now, they might deny it, but in comparison to other states, we haven't done that. And to me, it's very baffling why they're not pushing Foursquare for this bridge.
Well, you've certainly given us things to watch for with the State of the Union speech coming up. And as this, because there is a timetable that I'm sure the Canadians are just champing at the bit to get cracking with this.
Well, this bridge, you can't throw up International Bridge overnight. It'll take a minimum 4 or 5 or 7 years to build. There's still some land to be acquired and some studies to be done, but the sticking point is agreement on the customs pause. Everything else is in place. Now, Matty Maroon constantly files nuisance lawsuits in both the federal and state courts, but nobody takes those seriously. The customs pause is the last major sticking point.
Michigan Radio's political commentator, Jack Lessenberry. As always, a pleasure. Thank you so much, Jack.
My pleasure.